Hey, welcome back, agents, to another episode of Prime Tips. This time, we're going to be talking about overclocking. Yes, it's finally hit the area that I am playing, so I can do a thing on overclocking. But there's a lot more to overclocking than just getting four hacks in one action. It's all in a visual positioning system and waypoints and all kinds of stuff. So we're going to look at it a little bit in depth, but we're going to give you what we usually give you. That's some basic information on how you can use it in the field. So what is overclocking? What's VPS? How's this all kind of work together? I will be right out front and telling you, I don't know that I know everything there is to know about this. It seems to be rather complex. But I can give you a little peek behind the curtain, and maybe it'll make a little more sense. So when they talk about VPS, the visual positioning system, it's something that Nyanic has been using with their Lightship product to give very precise location information. So VPS determines the position and orientation of agents and anchor portals with centimeter level precision. And if you've played before, you understand the whole idea of drift and how it might be here one day and it might be over here the next. So it is a way that they can get more precision, but I think it's more than that. What it really kind of comes down to is whenever you start to do an overclock hack, which uses the VPS system, you use your camera to verify localization. In other words, you use your camera on your phone to verify that you really are where you say that you are, and then it can get a real read on your exact location. So looking at it, they talk about six-dimensional locations, and that gets really deep at that point. But it does kind of come down to where you are and your orientation to the portal. So it's not only am I on the south side, but where am I at in relation to it in a three-dimensional, or they say a six-dimensional space. So whereas before, portals were more concerned with their X and Y location, their latitude and longitude, now I think that they're throwing in a Z location, you know, where is the height, and other things that determine if that is there and if you are really there. So I can see this as a real boon, as a really good way that possibly in the future that Ingress and Nyanic can use it as an anti-spoofing mechanism. Because if you have to have your camera on and show the location where you're at when you try to hack a portal, take a portal, whatever, that would be very difficult to spoof or to fake. And maybe it's going to be a replacement or an augmentation for a compartmental access level. Now, we haven't talked about CAL in quite a while. CAL was one of the things that they added to the game, I think about a year ago, that if you had portals that were important portals, maybe they were anchoring a large field or they're portals that are very strategic, if you had an agent that was a new agent or an agent that hadn't been around for a long time, they may try to interact with that portal and they get denied because they don't have the CAL level. Now, they can build up CAL and they could get it. But it was really, I think, kind of a way that they were battling spoofing. That, you know, if I had a whole bunch of codes and I could generate up a level 4, maybe a level 5 throwaway account and use it to spoof and take down an anchor in a large field, CAL would make that more difficult, that there'd have to be some time put into that before that particular agent, quote unquote, or account had the CAL to do it. I can see using the visual positioning system as kind of a replacement for that, because you really kind of have to be there for this thing to work. And we'll show you that here in a minute. So in Ingress, VPS is used by overclock hacking. So how do you get a portal to be overclockable, to make it a VPS portal, so to say? You have to have 10 high-quality scans to activate it. So all the scanning that we've been doing for the past few years is what's being used to build the information for the visual positioning system. And if you have a portal that has 10 high-quality scans, then they can say, okay, we can turn on the VPS, and then you can do overclock. Now, it's not as easy as that. You can't just knock out 10 scans and then say, oh, okay, now it's overclockable. They do seem to have some different levels of quality, and some of those are not of a level that makes that portal VPS, but it may not be overclockable. So as we look at it here in a bit, you may have two, I don't know if I want to say classes or qualities of portals. You have experimental and production. So experimental portals, it seems like the localization, if I want to say it's easier that way, is fair or poor. It means it's not overclockable. So although you might see, hey, this is VPS enabled, overclock won't work. The ones that are listed as production, and depending upon where you're looking at it, those are localizing very well. So they all have good, maybe great. I haven't seen it that much. And those are overclockable. So it is possible to take something that is experimental and do more high quality scans and submit those. It will take time for those scans to be brought in. And the scans themselves are a mesh. And when I looked at some of the information, I can kind of see how they're doing it. And it's not just simply, hey, this picture matches that picture, but it's a bunch of points. And if you get in the right place and your points from your camera match up to the points in those high quality scans, then it'll say, okay, you're localized, and you can say that you're there. That's probably something that will, again, make it hard to spoof. So that's kind of the VPS. We'll look a little bit at that with some of the apps and things. But what is an overclock? Well, an overclock hack is one that you have to look at a three-dimensional object and pull a two-dimensional glyph out of it. So if you're looking for them, they're not indicated on an IITC or the stock Intel map at this point. There are a couple tools that are out there that can help you find them, but I'm guessing most of you will probably just see it in the field. Hey, there's this octahedron, if you're a D&D player, a die-8, that's on top of this portal. What the heck is that? Well, that lets you know that that is a VPS enabled and overclockable portal. So when you get within 20 meters of that portal, a small tesseract will appear above it to let you know that you're within range and that you can do that overclock. So some of the other tools that are out there right now that can help you find where those are at instead of just, you know, bumbling around and finally coming across one. There's a Wayfair developer-facing map that's available online that'll kind of show you where they're at, and we're going to take a look at that. And there is a Nyanic Wayfair phone app that helps you when you're actually in the field to see those VPS and to know whether that's going to be something that you can overclock or not. So if you use those tools, you can find them. So one of the ones is the developer-facing map. And I'll put the link for this in the notes. And as you can see, if it just has a map of the world, and it has indications as to where there are VPS portals. And you can scroll in and you can get closer and find out where they're at. Just because there's a dot doesn't necessarily mean that that's going to be an overclock portal, as we'll see here in a minute. So I'm going to stick to my portion of the world, South Central Illinois, and you see it kind of did a split in that area that I'm looking at, 3 in one area, 10 in another. I'm going to stick close to home, so I'm going to come down here. This is my area of play, and you can see that it shows that there's 3 portals, and the dot, of course, represents the portal. So let's take a look at this one in the middle of town, and when I click on it, it'll tell me the name of the portal, First Presbyterian Church, Living Museum, and it says experimental. So what that will mean for you as a player is that if you happen to visit that portal with the scanner, it'll say overclock and you can click it, but it will tell you, hey, you need more high-quality scans before overclock will work. Let's look at these two down here. And these are two that had some scans, and I added some scans, and it took a couple days. And let's look at this one. So Gilbert Park Pavilion number 5, you notice it says production. So if you're finding one of these on the map that says production, that means that it's not only VPS enabled, but it also is overclockable. So you could use this map to find out, hey, are there any in my area, any in my town, or, you know, I'm going to, I don't know, maybe I'm going to St. Louis. So here's a map of St. Louis, and here's a place where there's a couple of them, and I can click, and the donut drive-in sign, that is one that is overclockable, and the counterculture one is those. I'm guessing most of these are probably in production. St. Louis being a larger city, there's more people that are doing the scans. And so it's not such a big deal. So that's one of the tools, that developer-facing map. The other tool is
a phone app. And we're using a different tool. This time we're at the location. We're using Niantic's Wayfair app. And you can see that app will load in those portals that are nearby. I know that...
Okay, the app itself is relatively new. We're looking at the app on an Android phone. I think there's also an iOS available. I don't know that it's going to be exactly like this. It may look differently. It may even say that it's in beta. But it is an app that you have to download and then use. Now, one of the things that I don't show you in the video, so I want to talk about it here, you'll notice that on the app, it has a circle that says VPS. If you tap on that circle, of course, it'll put a line through it. And what it does, it's kind of the opposite of what you would expect. It will only show the VPS. So you figured if the VPS was on that it would show you the VPS, but it's kind of the opposite of what you would think. But let's look at it a little more.
One of these portals is one that is overclockable, has a good VPS. So let's look at the other ones. Let's look at this one here. And notice that it says not VPS activated. I could scan it if I wanted to. It doesn't have any scans.
And you also notice when you were looking at that, it said 0 of 10 scans. So you can see how many times that particular portal has been scanned and fed into this system. So just because you're seeing the portal on this map doesn't mean that it is a VPS portal. It just means it is a portal. And one of the things with this one that we're going to be looking at, and I'll probably mention it, is... these particular portals are statues that are long gone. So I'm not exactly sure how that works. It does look like when they're doing the scans that the scans need to be of the general area, not real tight and only showing, in this example, the statue. So it will recognize the location from other things like the sidewalk or the road or a tree. Those are all the things that are brought together to create the mesh.
Okay, and then this one, which is moved a little bit. It's still here, but it's not the same thing. It looks like it's been scanned a couple of times, but it is not BPS activated.
I was wrong there. It was only scanned once.
I do know that this particular one is BPS activated, but it is not here at the location. So, let's see if we can get the information on that one. There he is.
So that is the statue that was originally submitted as the portal. That statue is not there.
So it says VPS activated, localizability is good.
And again, that's the other thing that I think that you could use this app with, that if it says that it's localized good, or maybe it says great, that's going to let you know that that's probably overclockable. If it says fair or poor, it's probably not overclockable.
And which is really kind of strange, and you can see that it has quite a few scans. A lot of them recently. So this is one that I did scan, but I'm looking to see if I can test VPS.
And so when you do the test, again, you do have to have to use the camera on your phone. So if you're one of those that's using, say, a tablet or something like that, this could be a little more difficult if that tablet only has a forward-facing camera instead of a rear-facing camera.
So test VPS. This should fail. Because when I tried to do it this way in the app, it didn't work.
So you'll see it did finally figure out that the localization was detected. So that might be one of the differences between the app and the actual scanner. Although I think that I did get it from this side, but knowing where that statue was at, if you were on this side of it, it wouldn't have really worked out. So I'm pretty sure that when they did the scans, they were out near the road.
It says location detect, localization detected. Let's go back and we'll come from the other side in the direction it's close to where it actually is. And we'll test the VPS and it should get it pretty quickly. It got it quicker. So I'm not sure exactly how it determines the location when you're doing that, but you can verify that the VPS is there before you get to it.
Yeah, so you can kind of verify that, yeah, I should be able to overclock that and that VPS is going to work. Like I said, I'm not really sure how it determines your location. I'm kind of guessing that when they create a mesh and you do a scan, it's looking for points in the scan and looking at what you're showing it and creating a mesh. And then when the dots line up, that's when it determines, yeah, you are where you say you are.
Okay, agents, Dewey J in the field. Looks like we have our first VPS overclockable portals in our area. Been waiting a while for these to pop up.
And yeah, here you get a good first view of what an overclockable portal looks like in the scanner. So you do have that octahedron, you know, diate that's on the location of the portal, and the tesseract that's above it will show up when you get close enough.
I've done a number of scans on these. And this is the first time that I've ever interacted with one. So you can see they have the diamonds to indicate that they are VPS portals. And this one has the Tesseract type cube, which should tell me it is overclockable. So you get to experience my first one, see how bad I am at it the very first time. So it does say overclock.
And you'll notice on the bottom right-hand side of the scanner, above charge, there's a little new indicator when you updated it that says overclock. If you tap that and you're on something that is not overclockable, it'll say, hey, you can scan this and make it overclockable.
And we'll go through the process. Overclocking utilizes your camera to acquire more accurate signals of the glyphs and being transmitted through the portal. Your objective is to deploy a Tesseract and then transcribe 3D glyphs into the correct 2D glyphs before the signal dissipates. And you can see they got slash in, so they're still working on it. That should be new line, probably. You'll need to be close enough to the portal to scan your surroundings and confirm your location. Once calibrated, find a low traffic location to deploy the Tesseract and start the timer. You can redeploy it if the location becomes unsuitable. So that's nice to know that you don't have to be standing in traffic to do it. You can kind of get off the side, get somewhere, but you may, I don't know if that means you have to stay within range of the portal.
We'll find out later, you don't have to stay within range, but that is a good thing that you can move since you do have to kind of walk around this thing. You don't have to throw down that Tesseract right on top of the portal, which then you'd be stepping over stuff.
3D glyph will glow brighter as you look at it from the right angle. So as we get to where we can see it, it should glow brighter, and then we should be able to see the pattern that we're looking at. Recognize the 2D glyph. Press the glyph button at the bottom of your screen to open a panel and draw it. You'll need to transcribe enough glyphs in the time allotted to receive the message and complete the overclock. I suck at glyphing, so that might be kind of tough. We'll see if we can get it done. Nyanic collects imagery from your camera to enable this experience. If you choose to continue, you can opt out at any time under portal contributions via the settings manager. So you don't have to be sending your data to Nyanic to do this. You can opt out.
All right. So that is the command channel where you would actually be transcribing or drawing the glyph. And you'll see how that comes back up.
Right. Open the command channel. Reality calibration. Slowly scan your device around your area. Confirm your location.
And that one picked up pretty quick. So again, this particular portal has a lot of scans. So that I think the way that works is it has a lot of points on its mesh. That gives you a better chance of the view from your camera matching up to the points on that mesh. I have no idea how zooming in or zooming out is going to affect that.
Okay, so I didn't have to move much. It got it. So outlook is times 4.
Yeah, and it talks about expanding the hack. So the times 4 means whatever I get on this one, it's like getting all 4 hacks at the same time with those results. And you'll notice the clock, 30 seconds. Sounds like a long time. It's not really.
And there's my Tesseract. And I'll have to decide where I want to deploy it. I'm going to get somewhere in the shade here. And nice green background so it'll be easy to see. We'll deploy. And there's the Tesseract.
And you'll notice that it, as I walk around, it'll jump around and move. So it's a little more difficult than what it looks like because you're like, well, just go to the left. When you go to the left, the sucker will shift on you. So it's not as easy as it looks.
Now I have to move around to get the right
and also this being my first one, I didn't know this. I put it way too close to an object. So you really kind of want to get it out in an open area so you have plenty of room to walk around.
This is tougher than it looks. I am having to kind of move around. So you definitely want an area that is very clear, and I don't even think I'm going to get one. Didn't get one.
And that's a tough one to start with.
One.
Portal key, power cube, XMP, resonator.
So first impression, I would say when you deploy it, make sure that you deploy it in an area where you can move around without really watching where you're going so you don't trip over something. And I'm sure there's a trick to it. I just don't know it yet.
Yeah, and you only really get one shot at it if it's something that is well located, as we'll see.
So I did have a successful hack on my second one. Let's see if it lets me have a second try at it. This one was successful. Burned out. And I assume that this one's going to be burned out as well. Burned out. So you get one shot at it to get four times. So it is much quicker, I would say, but it's tougher.
Yeah, so I think this is going to be much like glyph hacking. I know there was a number of people when they first started playing, they're like, I don't glyph hack because I'm terrible at it. And I could do better by just doing regular tap hacks and getting a bunch more. So it is a skill, I think, that you're going to have to develop. It's going to be tough for me to develop it, but well, keep working on it.
Trying out a couple of things on a VPS or overclock portal. So here's the one we have, the D8, the diamond, whatever you want to call it, that indicates that it is one that can be overclocked.
And this is the one that previously I looked at where the actual statue's not there.
I don't see the tesseract. Let's get closer to it and see if it goes. This is one that the picture does not match what's here at the location.
And I notice in the background that there is a Machina portal, and I find it very interesting that the new overclock and the Machina portal crystal pretty much the same shape. Don't know if that means anything.
So I still don't see it. If you look at the picture, that's what we should be seeing. But that sculpture is long gone. So we're going to go ahead and try to do an overclock on it. And we'll throw that out on the ground. And we'll see if we can rotate it using the screen or if we have to walk around it. I'm thinking we have to walk around it. But let's see. Command channel open. Calibration. And I'm pretty sure this is not going to find it on this sweep. Which.
So you can see that it failed pretty quickly. Again, that was one that I was able to get that calibration with the app, that is the Wayfarer app, but it didn't work in the scanner. So I think the scanner is less forgiving.
Is correct. If I go to a location, which is pretty much out on the street, shoot back the other way, it found it. So again, I don't know whether it found where it was, or whether it scans for the things that are there, but I did get output of the overclock four times, so it's a good one. Continue, and we'll calibrate it. I'm probably gonna suck at this, but I'm gonna try to rotate the cube, and we'll see if we can find it. Should be real fun. Here we go. Verifies that the only way that you can.
You do notice that's a pretty good output for one action for 30 seconds. Probably would have been much better had I hit a couple of those glyphs.
Turn the cube is by actually moving around. You can't.
Yeah, one of the things I wanted to try is can you rotate on the screen? And that's one of the things I tried there. No, you do have to walk around.
Manipulate it on the screen. And just for fun, portal's burned out. And then we'll just try a regular hack. And portal's burned out. Okay, verifies a couple of things.
So the big thing is getting that Tesseract in a place where you can move around and recognize it. Now, one of the things I thought is, how far can you move it?
Okay, so I've moved over 3/4 of a mile. I still have the successful calibration. The question is, will I get the Tesseract? Can I throw it down? And will I get anything? So there's the Tesseract. I can throw it down on the ground. And away we go.
As you can see, I got no idea how to turn that cube. And probably Pokemon Go players might be better at this.
I'm going to take a guess. I was way off. And I still got the stuff. So, it looks as though you can collect that Tesseract and then take it someplace where you won't be really embarrassed and wander around in circles.
Yeah, and my gut's telling me there's probably no distance requirement or distance limit. You could probably drive down the road 15, 20 miles. There might be a time limit, but again, I haven't tried that out to know. So that's overclocking. I'm sure it's going to be something that is going to take a while to get good at. And maybe they're going to use it for more than just an overclock in the game. So I hope I see you out in the field going around in circles trying to get your square so that you can glyph. See you later, Gagents.